a number of other youngins back there, but they're not walking up here right now. We got three tiny babies back there. Well, some not so tiny babies. And some that would probably be offended by being called babies. But anyway, there you go. You know, this is birthday time, right? And we've got some traditional things that you have at birthday parties. We got balloons, and we got a cake, and we've sung happy birthday, and here comes one of our big babies who's a little baby, only 2 weeks old, but my, he's half grown. Huh? Oh, you're all from the same family. Yes, that's right. Okay, Christopher and, yeah, okay. And Jeremiah. Yeah. But something we hadn't had yet, and last year I got a birthday card for the church and had all of you sign it, and so I thought, well, this year I'd get another birthday card and have you sign it. And I was looking for a birthday card down at Publix, you know, the ideal place to get a birthday card for a church. And I saw one that I kind of liked. It said, happy birthday on the front, and inside it said, as you look back on this year, which we kind of do now, I know you're looking forward to another wonderful year ahead. And you know, that was just the kind of message I felt like Bethel needs right now as we're looking back in joy and sorrow with McGray leaving, but we know we're looking forward to another wonderful year with God. But, and I knew that you people probably wouldn't get much out of that, and so I got one that has Snoopy on it. And it says, happy birthday to someone, well, I put happy birthday to the church who's been blessed with friendliness, grace, compassion, devotion, big words, enthusiasm, talent, love, faith, honesty, thankfulness, humility, charity, generosity, pizzazz, gentleness, warmth, charm, good humor, kindness, courtesy, thoughtfulness, and Snoopy says, I didn't run out of compliments. I ran out of card. Well, that's sort of nice because those are good words to say about a church. If you can say those about a church, and you ought to be able to say those about a church. Mm-hmm. What does pizzazz mean? That means you are just the berries. Oh, that's too old, too. It means that you got special spirit. Pizzazz. Well, also what I liked was what's inside the front cover. It says, all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. And those are words that the Apostle Paul said to a church 2,000 years ago in Corinth. And they remind us on this day when we celebrate that the Spirit came down to help found the church, that same Spirit is working in us and helping us to have all of these special things. Now then, the other thing that I wanted to do that's kind of traditional, well, I'm going to have you guys sign this in just a moment, is to take a picture of the birthday boy. How do you take a picture of the church? And you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, you could say you can go outside and take a picture of the church building, but I'm going to take a picture of the church because who is the church? You are the church, right? And so I'm going to get a picture. I'll look up here. Thank you. And that's not all. They are the church, right? So everybody smile. Try to smile there. And I'm going to, yeah. And
they are the church. Okay, so everybody smile. And He's the church. Now, and who's the church? And you know, down there on Highway 20, there are people that are the church. Down on Barrio Road, and out on Highway 90, and downtown in Tallahassee, all these people that gather together to celebrate the Spirit being with us. They're the church. So I'm going to ask you, now you're the only two that came up, so I'm going to ask you if you would take me back to your mom and dad I'm going to help you sign this. We'll put that out there on the table with the kids, and we all go out and enjoy the cake. Yeah.